Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I leave the baseball to the baseball professionals. My job is to be the owner. It's to help with ticket sales, commercial things, take the blame when something goes wrong. But in the end, you've got professional baseball players, managers, general managers, and they know what they're doing. And, you know, baseball is a game of some, you know, injuries and so forth. But we have a very good team. We have good players. We won three games in a row against the Atlanta Braves the other day. We're going to play the Mets soon, and I think we have a reasonable good chance in the second half of doing much, much better.
That was Orioles owner David Rubenstein meeting with, well, he's on C-SPAN, and this was, of course, prior to Tuesday's game against the Mets, which was another debacle for the Orioles, but leaving the baseball decisions to the baseball people. Well, Mike Elias, he made a baseball decision this morning prior to the game, and it was a shock to Brian Baker, who said as much. Brian Baker has been traded to the Rays in exchange for a competitive balance round A pick, which is the 37th overall pick. Now, important to note, you can trade competitive balance picks. You can't trade any other picks, and that's a new rule a couple of years ago. So now, Jason, the Orioles hold 7 of the top 93 selections in this year's draft. And Brian Baker, not necessarily a name that we've been talking about in terms of a possible trade candidate, because he does have 3 more years of club control.
Yeah, interesting day in Birdland. Start with the owner. It's amazing how removed, almost dispassionate he sounds now versus when he bought this thing. The thing that he speaks about with the most conviction is his issues with MLB's labor, which he bought into. You bought into this CBA. You bought into an existing economic model. And he gets worked up about that. But this sort of like, well, I've got people and they do things and we're one of the best teams in baseball. What planet am I on? I mean, we're at the middle of the season. You got the ESPNs and anyone who's evaluating teams, they're saying the Orioles and Braves are the two biggest failures in baseball, and it's not close. I mean, he's got a better winning percentage than what? 2 or 3 teams in the American League? Jason, I mean, stop taking people for fools. Like, am I asking for too much to just live in the real world? Don't live in Mike Elias's calculator world. We're in the real world, Holmes. We got standings. Like, what? I mean, so you swept the biggest National League failure as the biggest American League failure, and we're good. We're going to be better. I'm not saying he needs to be opining about what prospects they should trade for, but this idea that, like, he's not the owner. You own this team. You took on a bunch of people who were not particularly good at their jobs. You've over-empowered them, and now you're acting like we're on some kind of great trajectory, save for a couple injuries. I found it distressing. The trade, look, Trading high on Brian Baker's great. It's comical to me that of all the things you could pick out of a Rays system that is always overloaded with talent, and no team does a better job evaluating pitching, developing pitching. If you want to say me, tell me the Dodgers, I mean, maybe. But like the Dodgers went out and got people from the Rays front office to help them. Like all the options you could have, and you decide for a nameless, faceless cog at pick number 37, because Elias loves nameless, faceless cogs. And so why do I find that so interesting? Well, you already had as many picks in day one as any team in baseball. You and the Rays had six. The Rays decided six is enough. Elias decides, no, of anything I could possibly have for this pitcher that you seemingly covet, right? Because he says the Rays came to me for Baker. They wanted Baker. I wasn't shopping Baker. You want another pick between 30 and 40 in the draft? So what it tells me is this is about optics. This is about what he can sell to the owner. This is going to be another cheap asset who doesn't make any money, who doesn't cost us anything, who Baseball America is going to look at all the guys we took on day one and they're going to bump up our farm system. And all of a sudden we go from below average to back, you know, somewhere around 12. This is all about that. This isn't about finding the best thing you could find to try to get better. It's almost going out of your way to cover your ass with somebody who we can't evaluate for 3 years. If you went out and got a double A pitcher from whatever, or the Bowling Green Hot Rods, their high A team, and you bring him up to double A and he gets shelled for 3 months, guess what? People are going to be like, whoa, not a great immediate return. This kid's not even going to play baseball till next year. I mean, I see through them. I see through them. And I know what this is all about. And he knows he's not re-signing Gunner. I mean, if he re-signs Adley, good luck with that. I wouldn't touch Adley. Like, he's getting deep into the first wave of this, and they've got nothing to show for it. So now he's going to build the second fake pipeline because he doesn't pick worth a damn in general. His draft record is crap. His draft record outside of picking in the top five is utter dog bleep. And so what's he doing? Well, they're going to like these picks when I make them. They liked Vance Honeycutt when I made it. And it'll prop him up and it'll buy him time with the billionaire. But if you think they're winning anything under this guy, you're out of your mind.
I think that's the thing that's troubling for me, and I agree with the sentiment because
out here we feel things, the sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us, experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Because trading Brian Baker when his value is this high, when he's having a career year and he's even having his best ERA despite having an outing 2 days ago in which he didn't record an out and gave up four earned runs, which inflated it. But you're trading him when his value's high. I'm for that. On the surface, the 37th overall pick, okay, there's value there. I see that. But you're trying to win in 2026. Trading Brian...
What? That's what they're saying. Watch what they do, not what they say. That's what they're saying. What they're doing is establishing the next fake pipeline that he pushes to the media and to the fans and to the sponsors and to his billionaire overlord to try to stay in charge.
I would have to think, even if he makes a lot of those future moves that aren't, if they're bad next year, if they're not in the playoff, he's gone. He has to realize
he's,
that.
He's gone, but is there an extension on top of that? I mean, he's gone, but it's a year later. I mean, he might never get to be a major league general manager again. Lord knows he shouldn't. He's going to cling to this as long as he can. Like, I have zero faith in their ability to walk the tightrope that they're going to have to walk. And I just find it alarming that the biggest poverty franchise in baseball, who should covet picks more than anybody else, is actually going for it. And this guy's in year six. He hasn't won a playoff game yet. He fired his manager 6 weeks ago before Memorial Day. And the Rays were like, you know what? Five picks on the first day of the draft are enough. And Elias is like, no, I need seven.
Right now, the Orioles trail the Mets 1-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning. We will keep you up to date on that game. Game two of this doubleheader, 5:05 first pitch. So we got a lot to get into. This rundown has changed a lot over the past 24 hours. But Tony Gwynn Jr. always has been locked in at 2:30 every Thursday. Same for Lucy Burge at 4 o'clock. And Jerry Coleman, for the news of the day, we got to get the doctor's pulse on the situation.
Well, and he had Freddie Gonzalez on his pod with Bordy, which some interesting clips from that. Look, it's going to be a baseball-heavy show today. There's a ton going on in Birdland, but we also had a chance to spend a half hour with Mark Levin, who basically ran all the contracts and salary cap and agent negotiations for the NFLPA for the better part of 40 years. And who was intimately involved in Lamar's last negotiation with the Ravens. And we learned a lot from him about the past, present, and perhaps future of Lamar Jackson negotiations. We will get into that through the course of the day as well.
And if you missed the entire interview, you can always go back on the Odyssey app. Hall chapters it, bust his butt, putting all that up there for us.
Absolutely crushes it.
Goes above and beyond. Coming up next, though, we're going to hear what Mike Elias had to say when he met with the media earlier today. He was asked about why a draft pick instead of a prospect and trading someone away with multiple years of club control. We're going to hear some of the best quotes from Mike Elias earlier today next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.